This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Oh God, help me to see in Jesus the meaning of unity, that when I am dragged away from what seems important, I may constantly abide in your perfect will, embraced by your ever-present Spirit. Amen. Good morning. In this month of February, we have traditionally celebrated our elders in faith as we do today, but it is also the month in which we celebrate two of our more famous presidents in our country. And I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were having some anecdotes told about one of our famous presidents, Abraham Lincoln. And I was very impressed with the way in which the historians were portraying him as somebody who was really comfortable in his own skin. And they told the story about the fact that he wasn't the most attractive person to look at, but he could laugh about it. And the historian told this story. He said, "Sometimes I feel like the ugly man who met an old woman traveling through a forest. The old woman said, 'You're the ugliest man I ever saw.' The ugly man replied, 'I can't help it.' 'No, I guess not,' the woman admitted. 'But the least you could do is stay at home.'" It takes a great deal of character to laugh at yourself like that. Obviously, Abraham Lincoln was a man who was comfortable in his own skin. We celebrate today our elders, the ones whom I know who are the most comfortable people in their own skins in our community. We hear a gospel today of a Jesus who is very comfortable in his own skin. And he teaches us a lot today about how we can continue to grow into that spiritual skin that God is calling us to work into. Pretty amazing day he's had. We heard last week, he was in the synagogue preaching. There's this man, someone he probably knew and they knew because it was the local synagogue, who's possessed by a demon. Jesus heals him. Now he goes over to Simon Peter's house. And as we saw last week, archaeologists show that it's only about 500 feet away. So now he's going to get a little R&R with his friends? No. There's Peter's mother-in-law sick. Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. Now can he have some rest? No. The end of the day comes and they come from miles around because the word is out. He has power to heal, to cast out demons. And so chances are Jesus was up most of the night taking care of all of those people. And then what does he do? While it was still dark the next morning, he goes to a quiet place to pray. Wow. Had to have been exhausted. But I think there is an incredible clue for us here that in terms of us being faithful on the journey, the only way that we will be able to keep the pace in any way, shape, or form like Jesus does, it's to always go to that quiet place. Jesus, throughout this gospel, that as we have seen is just one thing after another, we hear that word again today, at once, and it's going to be at once this and immediately that, and then he's doing action after action, But it's always going to lead to him going to that quiet place, whether it's with his closest friends or whether it is just to be with his Father, to be recollected. It's the same for us. You know, because we're doing this special service today, we left out the psalm. But there was a line in the psalm that I just had to quote today. Because the psalm talks about the fact that God is not impressed by the might of a horse. He has no pleasure in the strength of a man. So tear up your gym cards, your YMCA cards, your silver sneaker cards. Well, not really. Because the psalm is talking about looking to God for our strength. And we look at that second reading from Paul today, and he says, I became all things to all people. How can I possibly do that? Well, Paul is talking about the call that we have to what Jesus is doing and the immediacy and the urgency. But, you know, if I do try to become all things to all people on a daily basis, as a mentor once told me, you're going to end up becoming nothing to nobody. What's going to enable us to stay focused? What's going to enable us to do what we're called to do is going to that quiet place, whether we are 6 or 86. The good news is, as well as challenging news is, we're never done on this journey. There's always something new. There's always something that God wants to bring to our awareness and bring to our hearts that's going to bring us closer to him and to each other. Tendency we have is that when life gets tough and when we have difficulties, we don't go to God and we don't go to each other. We just sort of hole up inside ourselves in a cocoon. The problem is that we will never be healed that way. One of the greatest writers of our generation from a spiritual sense is a priest by the name of Henry Nouwen. And he writes on this theme and says this. When we think about the people who have given us hope and have increased the strength of our souls, we might discover that they were not the warners or moralists, but the few who were able to articulate in words and actions the human condition in which we participate, and who encouraged us to face the realities of life. Those who do not run from our pains, but touch them with compassion, bring healing and new strength. The paradox is that the beginning of healing is in the solidarity with the pain. In our solution-oriented society, it is more important than ever to realize that wanting to alleviate pain without sharing it is like wanting to save a child from a burning house without the risk of being hurt. The beginning of healing is in the solidarity with the pain. If we can stay focused on God and focused on others, then that healing will continue to take place. I don't know if you saw on the news this past week, but I find it amazing that that plane that crashed into the water in Taiwan seems to have crashed because they simply did not follow procedure. You know, it's almost like military planning with those pilots and those technicians in the plane that they have to go over it again and again so that in those few moments of emergency, they just follow the procedure and everything should be okay. And evidently they didn't. One engine had gone out, and what they ended up doing is turning off the other engine that was working, and they crashed. How often do we do that? We continue to spend our quiet time in whatever way we find that with God. We continue to be in community with each other because the time will come when it looks like we're going to crash. And if we don't flip the right switch, we will. The good news is Jesus shows us the way out. Continue to focus on God. Continue to share one with another on this journey. May we continue to do so. Amen.